Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Doctor, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom, for having me back. It was only Friday that we spoke.
Well, it's a heck of a story here. So you come on with us Friday. You're talking about a perfectly fine, unless, you know, people are on the other side, but this is still America, I guess, event. You got a big star in talking about transgenderism and some of the mistakes of this. And Chloe Cole, who is detransitioning. And then you tell Dan, see, I was in a stylist chair by that point, that the hotel had canceled on you. What exactly did they tell you?
Well, I did not take the phone call. Our chapter leader, Mike, took the phone call because he made the arrangement with the hotel. They told us that there were a lot of threats. They contacted the police, and the police recommended that they cancel the event. That was 5 p.m. I was on your show at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Promoting the program and asking people to come and join us to be informed and hear directly from people who are transgender and de-transgendered. And that's the best way to come and hear the truth from people that experience it, as well as we had a nurse from York, Tammy, who was sharing the horrific harm that is caused particularly to children who are going through the process that they are putting them in, that so-called gender-affirming care.
So, Dr. Lana, though, didn't you have a contract with them of some sort? How do they just cancel on you? I mean, this is at the last minute. You're bringing in national guests around the country. How did that work out?
Indeed, Chloe Cole was coming from California, and Sarah Higdon was coming from Georgia. And, well, you know, you cannot force them. They are canceling. The only thing you can do is not give up. And we are, as you know, from the very beginning, fighters. We don't believe in giving up. And we believe that the only way that we can save our children and country is by standing up for all those thugs and all those people who are trying, the terrorists who are trying to threaten us. So there was no way that we would say, okay, they canceled that and we are going home. We always have to remember, and the audience have to remember, we are talking with a very small group.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they have a lot of power, and this because they are terrorists, they're able to threaten a large number of people. But we have to stand up. Unless we stand up for to those terrorists, our country is bygone, and your kids are not going to be your kids.
Now, do you... You are a very even figure, even though, you know, a fighter, without a doubt. And what I admire, do you feel for the hotel at all? Because I don't in this situation. And I wish the police wouldn't go overboard and say, if they did say, well, you know, we can't guarantee this, that, and the other. They're very small numbers here, and they're just threatening. They're keyboard warriors here mainly, right? So do you feel for the hotel or not?
I have mixed feeling. On one hand, I don't want to hurt businesses. However, at the same time, if every business will capitulate, where are we going to end up? A Marxist society? Because those people, that's what they want to turn us into, a Marxist society. If every business capitulates, it's a problem. We have to start standing up to them, including businesses. So that's why I'm saying we believe in private market. It's the right. However, at the same time, I really would like to see more Americans rising up, like we had with the, Pastor William Devlin, who stood by us and helped us secure.
All right, let's bring in our mystery guest, Dr. Alana. Here it comes. It's our fixer.
Okay.
It is Pastor Bill Devlin. His day job He's allegedly a pastor traveling the world by night. He's a fixer of things that we qualify.
I think there might be like five different Pastor Bill Devlin.
Yeah, so Dan texts me and says, who are we going to get? He had somebody else who, in his own right, would move heaven and earth. But I said, let me see here. Devlin.
So Dom, I get the text from Dr. Yeah. Alana, and I instantly text you because we're like, what can we do here? We know some people around the area. And you instantly reply, you know, Pastor Bill's the guy. So I call over to Pastor Bill, and the guy answers. He says, Dan, how you doing? How can I serve you? He is just that good of a – he answers the phone with, how can I – like, what a great individual you are, Pastor. And thank you so much for stepping to the plate here and helping out.
So, Bill, where did you tell us the process? How quickly did this church in Huntington Valley respond?
Yeah, within 25 minutes. And Dr. Elena, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, of course, Dom and Dan, we love you. And I'm here to serve, as we say in Espanol, estamos aquí para usted. So when they go low, we go high, right, Dom and Dan? And Dr.
When they go low, yeah. Or I go South Philly, that's my response.
Yeah, right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah,
so when I got the call from Dan, and I – your listeners should know, I get about 5 calls a day like this. So, hey, Pastor Devlin, can we help you? And I remember that our Lord Jesus always helped everybody. So why shouldn't I do the same thing? And so when I got the call from Dan, I contacted 2 churches and 1 university. And within 25 minutes, I was actually taking my bride, Nancy Devlin, out to dinner at a Longhorn Steakhouse in the Chamonix. And she had to sit there and hear me talk with Dan, with Dr. Fishbein, and these 2 pastors and the university. And within 25 minutes, Dan, I think you called me at about 5:20 p.m. And by 6 p.m., this church, and people should know, I have a not only a domestic, a national team, but an international team of hardcore followers of Jesus. And when I call, they spring into action. I mean, I'm doing work in 18 countries around the world in war zones like Nigeria, Afghanistan,
Syria.
Yes, but Syria,
I might add, this is Philadelphia, though. We got to put it on a higher level.
It is
here.
A war zone.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. As I call it, the People's Republic of Philadelphia. So this very generous pastor and Pastor Bill Covelins
right.
at the New Life Community Church, he said, I don't know anything about the event, but Pastor Devlin, because it's you, we are going to open up our church to you on Saturday afternoon on March the 18th. And it bang, bang, bang. It just went forward. So it really wasn't me. It was the generosity of New Life Community Church. And I'm shouting them out because they were so gracious. And we enjoyed having them. And it was a great event of education. And so, yes. I was happy to step up and serve Dr. Alana Fishbein and No Left Turn. And so anybody that needs anything in your listening audience, just call 646-233-7279.
All right.
I may add here a couple of things. First of all, you know, that's incredible because I did get the phone call at 5 p.m. That's when they told us that it's canceled. And, you know, what do you do? The event starting less than 24 hours later. And I started calling a lot of people. And definitely, you know, Bill came through the first one. But, you know, it's very sad. It's really very sad that so many houses of worship, synagogues, and churches of all denomination, Catholic, they're all fallen into this woke, you know, ideology.
Yes.
And to find the church so embracing, so welcoming. You know how we say it's a good shidduch between us. It's a good matchmaking that happened here.
Yes.
Because the atmosphere was so holy and truthful. And I'm talking as a Jewish person, being in the church.
Yes.
We were blessed. We were blessed.
Well, this is a dangerous combustion. Bill Devlin and Alana Fishburne.
I got a really important question, though, for Bill. Did you at least get Nancy that pumpernickel bread from Longhorn, like while we were doing this?
You know, I actually ate the pumpernickel bread while I was talking with this pastor and with Dr. Fishbein. But, you know, this is a beautiful thing. And it's really, we got to give a shout out to Dom and Dan and WPHT 1210, that you made this happen. That one phone call, and then the dominoes began to move forward, and then people that were going to do something evil, and they did by shutting it down. When I heard this was about the transgender ideology cult, C-U-L-T, I said, you know, they're coming after our kids. They're going to come after my 11 grandchildren. And guess what? Not on my watch. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. God bless America. And so that's why I personally just took 30 minutes to find this location.
It's remarkable.
And thanks be to God. Thanks be to Jesus.
Now, Pastor Bill, one second, Alana. I just wanted to know the name of the pastor again. We want to give full credit here, Bill. Who is that? Then we'll go to Alana.
Pastor Bill Covelens, Covelens, at New Life Community Church in Huntington Valley. He's a great 20-year friend. In fact, I'm speaking there this Sunday, so I hope we have a lot of people show up from the conference. But Pastor Bill Covelens, New Life Community Church in Huntington Valley, he stepped up to the plate, and he hit a grand slam.
Alana, one more comment. Go ahead.
We were blessed having the event at the church. We were telling the truth within the walls of the church, and the people that heard it loud and clear, and they will carry the message. So I cannot thank enough. I just wanted to, one more thing. I would like to apologize to all those dozens and dozens of people that we were unable to reach to tell them about the new location. So my greatest apology to all those people. We'll bring more events to tell the truth about what the woke people are doing to our country. We have to stand strong, and please support us. This costs a lot of money to bring events like that. Please to go to our website and try to support us.
Give the website, whatever. Give the website, Dr. Alana.
Our website is noleftturn.us, noleftturn.us. Whatever you can, God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, as always. Thank you to the two of you. I couldn't be happier of how this worked out. Thanks, guys.
Well, don't call Ghostbusters. Just call Pastor Devlin.
All right. It's friendship for life. I know that. This is friendship for life with Pastor.
Amen.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.